Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
You know, I've always wanted to live in the United States, mainly inspired by the good quality television shows growing up in the 1970s, such as Mork and Mindy, Charlie's Angels, Little House on the Prairie, and Happy Days, to name just a few. Joking aside, I've really been reflecting on what attracts me so much to this land that we now call home, and have come to the conclusion it's the people, it's their work ethic, their generosity, and their innovation. Let's look first of all at American work ethic. According to the Business Insider publication, did you know that the US has got the largest economy at just under $23 trillion, and apparently 28% of the world's gross domestic product, GDP, with the closest being China at 20%. Even though we hear so much about China's productivity, let us remember there are just 0.3 billion people here compared to China's 1.4 billion people. Let's remind ourselves about our efficiency too here in America. On average, we work 34 hours per week. Sticking with our comparison to the second largest economy in the world, the Chinese work an average of 48 hours per week. And most certainly, not all people there enjoy the work environment and benefit from the labour laws that we do here. Now let's look at generosity. According to US news publication, we are the most generous country in the world. Interestingly, this survey personalises the giving by asking about donating money to charity, volunteering one's own time, and helping a stranger in need. I still believe this is a country whose government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And so I wasn't surprised to read in the World Population Review that the United States is the most generous government in the world in helping other nations. If the economic history of the world has taught us anything, it's that free people who are at liberty to chart their own course and enjoy the fruits of their labours tend to innovate and create incredible products and services. So here's just a sampling of just 10 innovations which sprung forth from sea to shining sea through our places of work here in this great experiment called the United States. Number one, the lock stitch sewing machine in 1833. Number two, the vacuum cleaner, 1860. Number three, blue jeans, 1873. Number four, the telephone, 1876. The electric light bulb, 1879. The skyscraper, 1884. Assembly line, 1901. Air conditioning, who knew, 1902. Airplane, 1903. And the supermarket, 1916. What I find so fascinating and inspiring about the ingenuity and innovative advancements of the United States is that they were achieved by people who were either native-born or were what we call naturalized citizens. It does seem that e plurinus a num, out of many one, is alive and well. Now, some cynics say that our best days are behind us, but just look what this exceptional country has contributed since my wife and I were married in 1994. Number one, JavaScript. Number two, the camera phone. Number three, the iPad and the iPhone. Number four, YouTube. Number five, Amazon Kindle. Number six, the 3D camera. Number seven, Google Assistant. Number eight, self-driving cars. Number nine, the Ring doorbell. Number 10, the Nest thermostat. May we never ever forget the first COVID vaccines were also created here in the USA. Now, bringing this all closer to home, I've noticed the people who are critical of California usually don't live in California. I love living and working here in California. Would I prefer not to have state income tax? Of course. Would I prefer a more conservative state government for me? Yes, but that's my personal preference. But California, look what you've blessed your 49 brothers and sisters with. We produced almost all of the country's almonds, apricots, dates, figs, kiwi fruit, nectarines, olives, pistachios, prunes, and walnuts. In-N-Out Burger was even started here. I guess because California is the second ranked producer of livestock products behind Texas. Now here's a sampling of what California workplaces have given the people of the world. You're welcome. The hula hoop, the egg McMuffin, Barbie, WD-40, California rolls, Cobb salad, French dip sandwich, the Shirley Temple, nicotine patches, the laser, the Walt Disney Company, skateboards, Hollywood, and even the wetsuits. All this to say, I'm so excited about what we can each contribute to this wonderful country that we call home as we head further forward into the new year. Let's do this.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.